Hey, we're live.
We're live. Okay, the only hard thing that I need you to do is for you to say you're listening to the West End Frame Show.
Oh my gosh, I've been practicing this morning. I'm not even joking.
Well, I have high hopes then.
I was literally trying like all the different intonations. Okay, here we go. Why is this the hardest part? Right. Stop laughing.
It.
Okay,
I want to know what
okay.
ones didn't make
I was
it.
literally eating my scrambled egg, like, you're listening to the West End Frame. Like, I'm not even joking. Okay, here we go.
You're listening to the West End Frame Show.
Did you say framed?
You're.
I like that though. You're listening.
You are listening to the West End Frame Show.
All I want to do is put on an American accent. It's so funny.
Like, hello there. You're listening to the West End Frame Show.
Stop it. You're going to stop laughing. We've not got time, so I was late. Okay.
It's so normal.
I need you to say, or riff.
Oh, God, don't.
You're listening to the West End Frame Show. That's all. You say that at the beginning.
Okay. You
whenever,
ready?
Whenever, yeah.
You're listening to the West End Frame Show. Did I do that wrong?
No.
Okay, right. Let me do it one more time. Oh, pressure. Sorry. You're listening to the West End Frame Show.
Yes!
You have to say, I've made her riff that though. Don't make it seem like I'm like actually the most stagey.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to the West End Frame Show. So after 5 long months of talking to people through a computer screen, this does not make any sense, but I've read. Here we go. Right, I see what I've done. Right. Hello and welcome to... Oh, that was great. Cracked. Hello and welcome to the... Oh my God, that sounded weird. Oh no! I can't even get past the first few lines.
I'm thinking it. Right, okay. Everyone be quiet. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to our special... Oh, I didn't press record on myself. So please, I just realised that before we did like half an hour.
My God.
You haven't heard what I've said yet.
Okay.
Having trained at the Erdang Academy, today's co-host... I said that right, didn't I? Really weird.
Erdang.
Erdang.
Yeah. Erdang. Hey, listen.
Erdang!
Sometimes. Happy word.
Went on to make his West End debut in Motown the Musical at the Shaftesbury Theatre. He's currently playing Pierre in The Boy in the Dress. Oh.
I'm not, but that's cool. Okay. What?
This is going to be really bad.
Okay,
I've
really
never
sorry.
Been this bad before.
Hey, you can do a bloopers episode. The whole episode
yeah,
can be
I
a
will.
Blooper.
I will. I've got. I saved them all.
Okay, great.
She is a social media extraordinaire. Oh, the police are coming to get me. And for today's episode, I'm joined by someone... Oh, fuck's sake. I was checking the windows and I could see you looking as if you thought someone was there. Oh God, I'm going to hate myself when I'm editing this. Right. Right, we need to just get into it and then we'll be absolutely fine.
Okay.
It's just starting. And she reviews all things from...
All things, full stop.
All things, Bridget! And went on to found one of the UK's top theatre websites, musicaltheatrereview.com. Additionally... Don't make me laugh.
I'm sorry, I'm like kind of like, who's she talking? Is he talking about... Sorry, I'm sorry. I'll be good.
Okay.
Stop getting
giggling now.
And you worked as an actor. And now, as I said, you are artistic director of this brand new Academy of Performing Arts.
Oh, God. Yes.
So, obviously, as I said, you trained at the Royal Academy of Music.
Yeah. I don't know why that's so funny.
I like empowering and punchy. I've been called petchy and... Petchy?
You've been called what?
That's not a word.
And then the woman was like, point your feet. And I was like, what? Oh, God, that's my doorbell. Sorry. I better that out. But is that going to go off again?
Because obviously it can come back to bite you in the ass. Bite you in the butt. Oh, just kidding. I swore on the West End Frame Show. It's over. Bite you in the derriere.
It's obviously, it's got that traditional story to it, but obviously the Ugly Sisters, you know, oh, I'm going to start like...
It's got the traditional...
It's not traditional at all, is it?
Right now, I'm like, my brain is just switching off for the year, so I haven't...
I can tell.
I'm about to curse on this mic. Don't make me do it, Andrew.
I felt a lot of hunger in my time. No. Sorry.
So let's talk about your role at the stage.
Let's do.
We have lots to talk about today. Coming up in today's episode, we are going to be discussing... Oh, I didn't update this on the script. Be More Chill, The Wedding Singer. No, we're not. Big news this week, we have announced... It has now been announced that Marianne Elliott's 2018 West End revival of Company will open on Broadway in March 2020, coinciding with composer Stephen Schwartz.
Please keep that in.
No, oh my God, I would go to empty hell.
Where it's all Lloyd Webber all the time.
I saw that specifically just, Evita.
You have to listen to Frank Wildhorn sung ever so slightly flat. Right, sorry. Shit, that's good content. We should keep...
Right, so we have Jonathan Groff. I thought you might say something.
I'm just saying, hit me with a cast.
And the cast will feature West End Frame Award winner Caroline Maitland leading the show. That is going to be incredible. I love Caroline.
Did you see it? Yeah. Hope not.
No, did you?
No. Oh. Cool.
As a section.
Great.
Sophie Isaacs, who was previously in Heathers and is currently starring in the Palladium Panto, is joining the West End production of Six at the London Palladium.
At the London Palladium, wow.
Six has moved.
Six has moved, guys.
It's been upscaled.
And it was so quiet in the industry. No one knew. It was kept secret, guys.
Sophie, I'm going to start that whole thing again.
Right.
Sophie Isaacs, who was previously in Heathers and is currently starring in the Palladium Panto, is joining the West End production of Six as Catherine Howard from the 21st of January. Yay! Woo! We did it! Talking of Hairspray, though, full casting has been announced for the West End revival of Hairspray. Did I say Talking of Hairspray?
I don't know.
Talking of Jack O'Brien and Joey Mitchell. It's going so well.
So well.
Last week, the original leads of Frozen, Casey Levy and...
I know her name.
You're really high. I mean, in your voice, not on high. Surely you can't say that one.
I know her name.
It's not Patty Murren, is
Patty,
it?
Yes. Patty Murren.
I was just testing you.
Who else? Like Neo. And Neo also wrote an original song for it, which I didn't realise was an original song. What was it?
You mean Neo.
Am I saying Neo? Neo.
Neo. Neo.
Oh my God.
Oh, Andrew.
I'm so uncool.
Oh.
Neo.
Neo. You know Neo.
I know, you know Neo. Neo. I'm sweating.
Then we've got Harry Heppel as Collinius. Why can't I say Collinius? Am I saying it right? Collinius. Collinius.
I've no idea. I've no idea what it's meant to be. Collinius.
Tyrone Huntley.
That sounds like clean your ass. I'm so sorry.
And Lizzie B is going to be incredible as Hairspray. Fuck's sake. Oh my god.
You should do like outtake things.
Oh, trust me, I do save them. I'm going to one day I'll out myself. Yeah, a whole 40 minute episode of them.
I'm just going to be like, fucking.
Yeah, with the most explicit thing ever on a podcast. But in some happier Disney news, actually, Disney have said that they are working on musical versions of Jungle Book and Bread Knobs and Broomsticks.
Bread Knobs.
A totally different show.
They're working on musical versions of Jungle Book and Bread Knobs and Broomsticks. Why is that so hard to say?
Well, there's a... Oh my gosh.
Wow.
We'll worry about the groom later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Music. End of section. Let's end it there.
End of men's dates. Yeah, and that's the
that's the news. That's the news.
The news is how Jay my weddings. None of this.
Right.
Okay.
We've had some cake and now we're going to talk about the news.
How long do you have this thing for?
Until half four.
Right. Okay. All right, fine.
It's that long. By the way, that was me like introducing this segment as well. Just like, right, let's talk about the news. That's like the segment beginning. I'm just so naturalistic.
I'm really candid at things like this. You know, I can't tell my left from my right. I can't follow directions. On my driving test, I took the chap off the route completely because I turned right instead of left. And we were kind of 20 minutes late getting back. And he failed me.
Can I just tell the people listening that all I'm doing here is sitting and listening, and he's laughing at me?
I don't know why. I just cannot look at you without laughing.
Andrew's passing out.
Andrew's about to die. I also haven't had lunch, and I'm like really hungry.
I like the fact that you literally went white for a second. I was like,
okay.
No.
His brain has no full engine.
Serena, you're taking over.
Yes.
Yes, I went out for drinks with a friend.
Oh,
which is very nice.
And that's why you're a bit.
No,
hungover.
That was Wednesday.
So. Oh. See, I told you.
And I went drinks with friends last night as well because I'm just so popular.
You have so many friends.
It is so not. You're always out, Andrew.
But not with friends. I go on my own sometimes. I don't need a friend to go out.
Are you saying that I'm dependent on other people for happiness?
This has
the company of strangers.
This has got a bit too deep too soon. Plus, we'll be finding out what's going on over on Broadway.
Music.
Was that music?
That was. That's my. What do you mean? Was that music?
No, I thought that was you like doing that. What? Oh, look at you with your little cape! I can't believe you wore your T-shirt.
Of course.
Can't believe you still got it.
Plus, we'll be finding out what's going on over on Broadway.
Music. I love that. Andrew.
Music.
Tell your girlfriend about the talking, laughing,
crying, kissing.
Oh, yes, queen. She's higher than me today.
Music.
This is music time. Oh, that was quite nice. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No one outrests me on my phone call.
I said what I said. Hey. Oh.
Turn the beat around.
Love to hear percussion.
Music.
Yeah.
For the first time in forever.
Don't let them in, don't let them see.
Oh, she goes, oh, I'm such a fool, it's I can't like, be free.
I got a West Friend mug.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo, hey. Yeah. I am thrilled.
Amazing.
Oh. Nice. Like, look at you with your fancy riff.
Okay. Oh,
I can't do that. Shall I try? Oh, I've got Monday voice. I've got terrible Monday voice after two shows on a Saturday and two shows on a Sunday. That, I can't riff.
Music.
Yes,
oh, I can't. No, I'm...
You've got it.
Music.
Oh, wow.
Music.
But you know what I can't do? What I really want to do is in like an upward one, so I can't go... Music.
Riffing is not my thing. I can do about four notes.
Okay, it's time for some show talk.
Okay, what's that?
So, when we talk about show...
Yeah, fair, yeah.
This is going downhill. What time is it? You almost
about going downhill?
It's 20 past two. You need to go and take 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Ryan.
I'm really sorry. Hey, it's because you're so easy to talk to.
So I just can't wait to see how they've made it. Have they changed it much since the original production?
Since
it was in Leicester?
I think... Well, I have no idea. I can't remember.
I'm so sorry.
That's a good question.
Were there at the big do they have in that's rubbish.
No.
What's that thing called in the when they have that big get together? I'm trying to think of the right phrase for it.
Oh, like a clam bake.
That's yeah, that's the word I was thinking of. Clam bake, but that's carousel. The box social.
Yes, there you go.
The box social. Okay, so I need to start my sentence again.
You know, I would love them to release Celinda singing There May Be Trumpets. There won't be trumpets.
There may be or there won't be. It depends which depends how she feels about it. There may be trumpets.
I would love them to release that on YouTube or something.
They might do, and that's the thing. I just can't wait to see which version she does. There may be or there won't be, depending on what mood she's in.
Talking, someone who could play her is Lisa LaFontaine.
Oh, yes.
So on last week's podcast, I was talking all about her concert, but you came with me and you're equally as obsessed with her as I am.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. She is just amazing.
And she is. I remember when we saw her in Dreamgirls,
yeah.
You said,
yeah.
Who is this actress who literally is Beyonce?
Yeah, why is she giving me B in front of my eyes?
And you weren't prepared.
I was not prepared. No, just the B of MT, as I like to refer to, I guess.
And now, of course, it's got Arthur Andrew. And now, of course, it's got...
What's it called? Something house.
Powerhouse. Something house.
She's a power.
Powerhouse.
Following the casting process for A Chorus Line's 206 Broadway revival, which began in 2005. 2005.
You said the 206 Broadway revival. That would really be going that far.
Oh, God. Thank you. And when you get a really strong cast,
Nearly. Go on.
We've had some kind of WhatsApp discussion about this, haven't we? Yeah. So I'm excited for this conversation. So Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist is an American musical... Oh, is an American... it was me. I just can't read what I've written.
Too much wine.
So it's been announced, first of all, that the musical adaptation of Bed Knobs and Broomsticks will tour the UK from August 2021. Last night I was writing this. I was so worried in my head that I must not say bread knobs, that I actually wrote it on my notes. I was like, Andrew, you've written bread knobs on your script. And you know, I didn't stand a chance, but I've done it right. Bed Knobs and Broomsticks.
I want to see that musical, so if you could just hurry up and write it, that would be...
stop.
Really great.
The 1971 film originally starred Angela Lansbury and followed three children that went to live with an apprentice, that went to live with an apprentice, which are...
should we just redo it? Can you start from the beginning and then we'll just redo it?
The whole podcast. Okay. The 1971 film originally starred Angela Lansbury and followed three children that went to live with an apprentice witch after being evacuated from old-time London. Oh, no. So you love Jeremy Dorn. You love... You love Jeremy Dorn. You love... Oh, my God.
Andrew can't speak today.
Why can't... Today. I mean, 17 episodes, I still can't speak. I saw it Saturday night on Broadway, and I always choose something special for that slot. I was with Lisa Martland, a good frame with this... A good friend.
This has all gone to...
So it's about this 12-year-old guy called Josh who longs to be big. When a mysterious Zoltar machine grants his wish... Okay, stop. I hadn't even thought of that. I'm sad.
You just made it worse.
Big is about a 12-year-old guy called Josh who wants to be big. That's better, longs to be big. When a mysterious Zoltar machine grants his wish, he finds himself trapped inside an adult's body. I'm gone. That was all your fault.
Take it again. You're doing so well. Okay. Okay, straight face.
Big is about a 12-year-old boy called Josh who longs
to be big.
Okay, maybe they're not going to get the
outtakes.
Okay, I'm going to do it this time. Forming effect on the adults he encounters.
Well done. For those at home listening, that took 5 takes.
And it was all Sabrina's fault.
Yes.
So where can people stay up to date with you on social media?
Oh, me personally? Sorry, I wasn't expecting that. Sickly the hell would want my bland eats. Okay, sorry, do again. I can't remember what it is.
Adam Davers.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, stay up to date with Kaz on Twitter. You'll be able to find all of her news.
All of my news. That's what I'm up to. No one gives a shit.
Right.
Compose.
Thank you. This has been good fun.
I've had a really good time. I really hope there's stuff you could use. That I haven't just literally verbal diarrhea.
Of course there is. Of course there is. And the rule is, don't search you on Instagram. That's the rule. People aren't allowed to follow you on Instagram.
My Instagram is private, so you can't follow me on Instagram.
Thank you for doing this. I can't wait. Well, Nando's a podcast in 2021 and it will be gorgeous. Thank you so much for listening to the West End Frame Show in 2020. I can't believe, it's a little fact, we've released 36 episodes in I don't know if that's in lockdown or if that's just in total. I think that's in total. We've released 36 episodes. Let me do that again. I can't believe that we've released 36 episodes this year. Being in a global pandemic, I never thought that would be possible. Make sure you leave a rating if you've enjoyed it on Apple. Why am I? F***ing hell, you would never know that 36 f***ing times, would you? Make sure you subscribe. And if you've enjoyed our 36 episodes this year, please leave us a cheeky little Apple Podcast rating and review. If you're looking for something stagey to binge over Christmas, over the new year.
Oh, Lord. F*** it.
I need to eat, it's 8 o'clock. If you're looking for something stagey to binge over this strange time before New Year, you can check out our interviews podcast, In The Frame, and we always love hearing from you, so make sure you follow West End Frame on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. I'll be back next week for another stagey catch-up.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, that was so quick!
I know, that's 50 minutes though, 52 minutes.
Wow, that felt like 20 minutes.
See ya.
Smashed it!